Joining us, the CEO for Goldfield Shire, Lucy Roffey. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Dan and Steve. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Steve, I'll let you have opening batting with this one.
Oh, okay. Hello, Lucy. Well, tell us a little bit more about the planter boxes which we're starting to see around.
Yeah, you've probably seen them around lots of places. They're part of the state government's outdoor eating and entertainment package, which is trying to get more people, visiting locally and eating out. And what we've done is we've partnered with the Maryborough Education Centre to get the students and staff to help us build planter boxes for that program. So it's really great to see the students of the Maryborough Education Centre working on this project and then seeing the work that they've done beautifully displayed down the street. So it's a really great program. And so far we've had 15 local businesses have signed up and it really is making our high street look fantastic, and it's also providing an opportunity for young people to get involved in such a great project.
The thing that I love about these planter boxes, Lucy, is the fact that you can put so many beautiful flowers in there and the like, but also the fact that you'd be able to paint them as well, and you can paint them in beautiful designs. And that's the thing I've noticed with other plant boxes around. I must admit, I haven't seen these ones, but I'm going to. But just the designs that the younger generation come up with, and they're pretty creative.
They are, and it really does liven up the street, doesn't it? So it makes it a really great outdoor eating experience and a great project for young people to get involved in.
And you can eat the flowers from the plant. No, sorry.
Well, you can make the planter boxes edible planter boxes as well, so that's actually quite a nice thing to do.
Well, okay.
What plants are you eating, Steve?
Maybe next year. You've got a master plan project for Gordon Gardens. How's that going?
Yeah, well, we spoke last week about our just getting people outdoors in the Gordon Gardens on our new bike pump track, our outdoor fitness equipment, shade structures, etc. So that was one stage of the Gordon Gardens master plan. The next stage is now improving the car parking. So we're going to improve some car parking next to the Senior Citizens Building, and then pathways to link all of that back up into the Gordon's Garden. So the bowls club's also in that area, so we're going to make sure that the, all of the people who use the senior sits in the bowls club can park safely and then get onto these paths and get back into the garden. So it's a really nice project as well, just to get people moving and into the Gordon's Gardens, which are beautiful gardens, and getting them used more.
And just finally, Lucy, I really appreciate all that information. We're asking the big topic today, and I thought I'd ask you this one. And I know it's a question without notice, but Robbo, who normally sits in this chair, has revealed via his social media platform that he has watched Married at First Sight. Now, I'm not sure if it's a constant thing or whether it was just a one-off thing, because sometimes you get a little bit bored and watch a different TV show. So we're asking the question this morning, what television show do you love the most? And please don't say Married at First Sight.
I never watched Married at First Sight. I have to say I quite like some of the, a lot of overseas shows actually.
Okay.
So I'm watching Money Heist at the moment on Netflix.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Spanish,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, I might just leave you and Lucy to talk about.
I think they've got a couple of seasons. I think there's a third one coming, actually. So you can sort of enjoy it and then know there's some more coming. It's always good with those streaming shows.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But no, I'm not big. Oh, if I'm going to watch reality TV, I have to say MasterChef is coming up. So I'm looking forward to that again this year as well.
Now, if you're my wife watches MasterChef, Lucy. So I've always wondered why, when she watches these types of shows, beautiful food that they cook. So why does she cook me poached eggs on toast? I've never worked that out. But no, I agree. I don't mind MasterChef at all. Having said that, cheese on toast is not bad as well. Hey, Lucy, really do appreciate your time this morning. And Robbo and Steve will catch up with you next week.
Great. Thanks a lot.